morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
So what do you prefer, Chip or Charles?
Well, as long as you let everybody know that it's Charles Esten from the show, then please call me Chip. All my friends call me Chip, but just so people know, it's that guy in the credits at the end.
Okay. Well, I call you Deacon, and I know you're single now, so hey, available.
Wow. Not too soon, huh? You just jumped to the front.
Oh, come on. I will be your shoulder to cry on, my love. I can do that. No, how are you? I'm teasing. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm doing better than Deacon, I'll tell you that.
Of course. How is it, though, the show without Connie and
How's
Raina?
How's it going to be? Yeah.
Same person.
Well, I tell you what, there's no replacing her. There's no doing anything the same way without her. I mean, sincerely, even if you just look at the TV history, which I'm a huge student of because I've watched way damn too much of it, but I don't know of another show that ever lost such a bang-on lead as Raina James or Connie Britton and was able to go on. And it takes a couple things. It takes, first of all, this unbelievable rest of our cast that I'm surrounded with, and it takes really great writing in the hands of Marshall Herskovitz and Ed Zwick and the writers there, and we happen to be at a wonderful home with CMT that offers us all the support in the world. And so what we're finding, what it's offering, clearly there's so much that you lose, but what it is offering is a chance to explore what Nashville has always explored, is what do we do in these moments of loss and of real true hurt? And of course it's those moments that feeds the best of country music and is what music is all about, is, yeah, we're hanging on to our family, you hang on dearly to your friends, but when you can have a song along the way, whether you're singing it or whether you're just listening to it, we've always explored that from the very beginning. So we're able to explore that now, and as for me, for my character, from the very beginning, Deacon was this guy who had a whole lot of weaknesses and demons he was fighting and always battling to be stronger, and he had this woman in his life, Raina, that helped him to find his strength and to become stronger and to become the man that he wanted to be. And the question is, was she able to only make him strong enough to survive with her, or make him strong enough to survive without her?
Oh, well, you're so right.
I got a sneak preview of the coming up episodes, and you're not in them, buddy. What happened?
Quit it.
Wait, what?
No, that's not true.
I gotta be honest, though. I got really angry because I didn't see
that
whole thing coming.
I was mad.
I am hashtag Raina Deacon all day. Oh, it was so tough for me.
Well, you know, that's the thing is that people think that some people think because it's a fictional character, there's not actual pain or there's not actual grief. There is. People, you know, these characters, they find their way into your hearts and they become something, you know, you rely on, like you rely on somebody in your real life. And believe me, we understand that one of the, you know, stages of grief is anger.
True.
It's so true.
And what we're doing is we're trying to, like everybody else, we'll be processing that with you. And the people that stay with us, they're already finding that they can't even believe that, oh, my gosh, I am finding healing. And, wow, maybe there is a light at the end of this. And maybe not only can it, you know, show survive, but we can explore some things that are very, very Nashville along the way.
Please just tell me, I read something a week or two ago about some new little hussy like Rachel Bilson or somebody coming in. She's not going to try to be the new Raina, right? She's not going to steal
That's
you.
That's hilarious. I know that anytime we cast a new a new actress or anybody comes on the show, that poor girl, immediately they're like, wait a second.
Wait a second.
We understand that, and that'll be part of it. I mean, we'll certainly explore that. Eventually, there's going to be people coming at him or different things like that. But
I know.
That's Rachel. we understand that this takes a while. These people have a life of their own and storylines of their own. This is the music business.
You're
We've been
fine.
Adding new characters
it's
since
good.
The very beginning, and we're lucky to get someone like Rachel.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
And I'll tell you, Chip.
On the OC, so we had a little OC.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
And just so you know, Chip, I like the hussies, so bring them on. As I say, bring on the hussies.
Bring on the hussies? Yeah, that's a new song.
Bring on the hussies. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's talk about Sanctuary. That song, I think, slays us all to our bones.
Yeah, there's something about it. First of all, the moment that they gave it on the show where
Maddie cried.
Trying to honor her mother, and she can't make her way through it, which is no surprise. I mean, that Raina slideshow up there on the stage. And by the way, that's Len and Stella up there singing that.
Oh, yeah.
And those are those are photos of Deacon and Maddie and Raina and Daphne, but they're also photos of Connie Britton. So, you know, when a photo comes up of Connie Britton with Len and Stella from 4 years ago, that was authentically killing all of us, and she authentically was having trouble getting through the song, so we climbed up and we, you know, we hung on to that song like a life raft, and we hung on to each other, and that's what it is when you get torn apart like that. Sometimes all you can do is hang on to each other, and along the way, hopefully you can hang on to a song, and this is just one of those songs. That's why it's finding a life after the show, and it's blown up, and we appreciate people playing it. People are, you know, bringing it into their homes. And you're right. That's what we're exploring is, what do you do in this anger and this pain? Somehow, for some reason, you guys know it all day long. You play songs for people that help heal hearts.
It's true.
We only play them if they pay us to play them. That's all we do. Yeah.
Chip, I'm sorry about him. I don't really know what else to say. I mean, like, Jill and I are super, super Nashville fans. So it's not my fault.
It's not our fault. No, not our fault. So I'm assuming we're not going to have any Nashville new episodes in the summer. I mean, we have till fall. We have to wait.
We're taking a 10-week hiatus. So I don't know. It'll be, I imagine if you count 10 weeks from now, we start up again.
Oh, okay, good.
End of the summer.
Oh, okay, good.
And what's that?
I said, no, that's great. I'm not quite as long as I thought. Maybe we had to wait.
No, yeah. The other good thing about it is when we come back, we won't be square in the middle of the grief where we are now. Even more time will have passed. So we'll get to see where we are then. But along the way, we'll keep making them. We're still shooting the show as we speak right now. When we're done, we get to go over to England and Ireland again and Scotland. So we get to make the music when we're not shooting the show. For now, we'll keep making them. But you guys get a little break to gather yourselves and stock up on Kleenex again.
We'll just download Sanctuary and do our healing, okay? How about that?
Oh, please. I mean, did you ugly cry? Let me ask you that.
Yes.
Was there ugly crying involved?
Yes, there was ugly crying.
That episode, well, number one, I was still a little angry at you. It was my anger, grief that I was going through. And at the end, you just slayed me. I bawled and bawled and bawled.
Yeah, get mad at the widow. That's not fair, Teed. You can't do that.
Exactly.
Are you kidding you? I'm already ready to date you. Give me a break.
You know, Chip, I got to tell you, me too. I'm ready to date you as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, babe. And anyone can get any of the songs from the show on iTunes. Just go and download them. And we are super fans. That's what I have to say. And I have a super crush on, not only Deacon, but Chip Heston. I got to be honest.
You are very sweet. I appreciate it. And I'm blushing here in Nashville.
Aww. So
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much, my love. We'll look forward to new episodes and new music. Bye. We love it.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Call me.